Tattooing has a long history dating back many millennia globally. But in America, it has been characterized by infamy in past decades, and now by popularity. Many art centers across the country have already begun validating tattooing as legitimate fine art through exhibits of the work. Azuma's own art center opens its doors to a tattoo collection by LA-based photographer Marvin Malzahn. KAWC takes a tour of the exhibit.
And this was an opportunity to bring that art form to where other people could appreciate it.
David Woodward is the interim director of the Yuma Fine Arts Association. He says the art association chose to exhibit Malzahn's photography because tattooing is increasingly becoming recognized as fine art.
Tattoo art, historically, at least in my generation, was something that you didn't see except on small parts of our community. Sailors, military, bikers, kind of had a negative connotation. That's completely changed. I believe actually a majority of people now have tattoos. It's very mainstream, and it's a legitimate form of art. There's good artists. There's not so good artists. There's fantastic artists. They're just using the human skin as a canvas.
Woodward goes on to say that this is an important step for Yuma as an art community.
In cosmopolitan areas, you'll find shows of tattoo art. In rural communities, you don't see too much of it.
Woodward walks through the exhibit where the photos hang and finds one he says is his favorite.
Okay, this particular photograph, Natalie Ramassieri. Her artwork is her entire back, and it's a non-conventional tattoo. It's very colorful, but the entire back is essentially two pirate ships in battle. It's kind of lighthearted. I don't see the story as far as life in it, as far as how it would maybe relate to her experiences. But it's a very colorful, expressive tattoo.
To hear more about the art project, KAWC spoke with the man behind the camera, Marvin Malzahn, a photographer of more than 30 years based in Orange County, California.
I've been an avid fan of tattoos since I was a young kid. I was always interested in them. Not to shock anybody, but for me, I just really love the artwork of tattoos. And of course, over the last 10 years, the artwork has grown immensely as far as the quality and the detail of artwork that's now done by a lot of the artists that are out there. But the book was kind of a culmination of my love for photography, which I've been doing since I was about 13 years old, and my love for tattoos, and being able to take two things that I loved and putting them together and creating a book. And ultimately, the goal was to utilize it to raise money for charity to give back to kids.
So tell me about the charity that that the funds went to.
The charity that we ended up working with is called the Starlight Children's Foundation. I think the easiest way to describe them, they're similar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, but what they do is they help provide ease and breakaway times for kids who are dealing with all kinds of medical illnesses, disabilities, things of that nature. A lot of times kids that are, in the hospital dealing with needles and operations and having to spend a long period of time in the hospital, they don't get the opportunity to be kids. And Starlight Foundation, they basically provide activities and events and things to kind of help these kids get away and take their mind off of the day-to-day struggles that they're dealing with in the hospital and just lets them be kids.
I kind of have a few questions about kind of the art exhibit at the Yuma Art Center. When you talk about art and fine art, not a lot of people seem to think immediately about tattoos.
Correct.
Was that something that you kind of wanted to, battle or contradict, is the idea that tattoos aren't necessarily fine art?
I can't say that that was something I was necessarily looking for in the process of the book. Really, the idea behind the book was to show that, just because people like myself, I too have quite a few tattoos. The idea behind the book really was just to simply say, we're no different than anybody else. Just because we have tattoos, it's not look at us, we're different. It's we're just like everybody else. We just happen to have some ink on our skin, and generally speaking, people have a story behind it, why they wear it, what it means to them, and why they put that on their body to wear it for the rest of their life. And over the last about 10 years or so, the industry of tattooing has become what I would say more of a fine art. And by that, I mean the needles that are used, the equipment that's being used, the inks that are being used, and, of course, the artists that are getting out there and doing more tattoo work. It's becoming more of a fine art in the sense of, if you look at some of the tattoos today by artists like Nico Hurtado, Carlos Torres, Big Gus, who's on the TV show Tattoo Nightmares, you see these guys and they're able to do what looks like a canvas piece on a person's body. And that in itself is a huge skill. And a lot of people nowadays consider that fine art.
So kind of give me an idea of what the concept behind the book was. It's it tattoo stories. So you're kind of going through the reasons why each individual got the tattoo, the stories behind them. What was the most, what was the most interesting or the most impressive story that you came across when you were creating this book?
I don't know if I could say any one particular that really I would say was a standout to me. I mean, they're all great and they all stand out on their own because they all have such unique stories. Probably there was one girl, she's actually in the book. The tattoo that she has, see if I can remember it correctly, it's on her left arm, and it's a black and gray tattoo of her as a young girl with her grandfather. And for her, that was a memory of a time in her life when she was being raised by her grandfather. And so for her to put that photograph on her body and keep it as a permanent memory, to me, that was a really, I guess, touching story, because that really just shows, you know, how much her grandfather meant to her to put him on her arm for the rest of her life.
So we've been speaking with Marvin Malzahn, a photographer in Orange County. Thank you so much for agreeing to speak with us about your book, Tattoo Stories.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Malzahn says Tattoo Stories was just the first in a series. He's in the process of putting together a second Tattoo Stories collection on inked past and present military to benefit Infinite Hero, a charity for veterans. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Maya Springhawk, Robinette.